Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Wandering into Grace, A Journey of Discovery and Hope, by Lori Haller, narrated by Susie Alphins. Introduction. Wandering is not a waste of time. Wandering is essential to the understanding of our faith. Was it not Moses, leading his people in the wilderness, who proclaimed, "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor"? Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 5, New Revised Standard Version. This declaration, even self-realization, became a defining credo of the Hebrews, who wandered for 40 years in the desert before crossing over the Jordan River. Abraham was a wanderer. Jacob was a wanderer. I know that I am also a wanderer. However, I have never felt that I've wandered aimlessly. Rather, I've always had the conviction that I am wandering ever deeper into God's grace. I suspect that I began wandering into grace before I was even born, for I was always surrounded by love. Jesus called me as a child because of the example of my mother and father and the influence of the Mennonite church in which I grew up. I was undergirded from my earliest years by the prayers of my parents, grandmothers, and church members who nurtured my faith. From loving Sunday school to reading books from the church library, to seeing God's handiwork by wandering the woods and fields around my home, to taking lessons on the church organ, to attending Bible studies with my grandmother, to giving the sermon on Youth Sunday, my church nurtured me in grace and instilled a quest for God that has never left me. And Jesus? He kept calling me. Jesus kept calling me, even though women were not permitted to be ordained in the Mennonite Church USA when I was growing up. Jesus kept calling me, even though no one ever encouraged me to consider pastoral ministry. After all, what would be the point? Jesus kept calling me, even though I never even met a clergywoman until I was in graduate school. Still, Jesus kept calling me to wander into grace. For it is God who formed my inward parts and knit me together in my mother's womb. It has only been within the past several years that I have found the word that fits who I am spiritually. I used to call myself a pilgrim, who is on a continuous journey into the heart of God and is led by the Spirit toward holy destinations. But now I realize that I am really a peregrina. Peregrinatio is a Latin word that comes from Roman law and refers to living, sojourning, or wandering outside of one's homeland with no specific destination. In Celtic Christianity, some peregrini were exiled to other countries because they broke laws, but other peregrini voluntarily chose to spend their lives in foreign lands, away from family and friends. Some of these so-called white martyrs were seeking personal fulfillment, but others engaged in missionary endeavors. Saint Columba, who left his home in Ireland out of a self-imposed penance, founded a monastic community on the island of Iona and converted most of Scotland and England to Christianity. Jesus has called me to be a peregrina, to move outside my people, the Mennonites, to the once foreign land of the United Methodist Church, and then to the Episcopacy. And because of John Wesley, I now realize that the whole world is my parish, and all people are my people. As an itinerant preacher, my life has no destination other than to wander into grace, model the suffering love of Jesus, seek justice and reconciliation, offer hope to the United Methodist Church, and work to bring in God's reign on this earth. In July 2018, I began a 2-month renewal leave from my ministry as the Episcopal leader of the Iowa Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. I had been elected and consecrated as a bishop in August 2016 and hit the ground running on September 1. It didn't take long to realize that I would never last in this position unless I was proactive in caring for myself. United Methodist bishops are mandated to take leave time every 4 years in order to rest and renew body, mind, and spirit. I could not do this ministry without such a time of renewal. Spending my first week at Conception Abbey, a Benedictine abbey in Missouri, I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?